Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
You've probably been hearing that the elections have been taking place in Russia last 3 days, and they pretty much have the
results. I heard that anyone that won't support the war in Ukraine is not allowed to run. I did hear that.
Pretty much, I would say that's the way it worked out. They had, I guess, a total of 3 or 4 other candidates besides Putin, and they were all from parties that roughly supported the war or the position of Putin, generally speaking, in big terms there. They had a big turnout. It's interesting. I was just reading a little bit about it. I mean, Russia is a huge, huge country. I believe it crosses 11 time zones. So they had, you know, little villages where they're running out helicopters to get the ballots, things like that. So they took getting the ballots seriously. And it looks like Putin's going to come in with about 87%. On the vote.
Not a real surprise.
Not a real surprise, but I will say that they've had some legitimate polling organizations out there, and Putin has been extremely popular there for quite some time, and because the war is very popular in Russia. So just for people that are thinking that this, you know, there's some people out there in the foreign policy establishment that think the war is going to get rid of Putin and the people are going to get tired of him. That's not the case. The Russian population is overwhelmingly behind the war. There are some people who aren't, but the way the ballot worked is you could vote for Putin, or you could vote for this other candidates, or you could vote, I do not agree with Putin. You literally have a thing, do not support Putin, on the ballot. And I think that got about 7%.
And nobody came knocking on their door, those 7%?
No.
I was going to say, it's kind of fishy, though, about the other candidates. Either there's been a couple that passed away all of a sudden, and I don't know. It seems something's going on that's fishy in Russia.
Well, certainly we're in no position here in America to be talking against election fraud in another country.
Yeah, the one that passed away in the Arctic prison was Navalny, and the Ukraine head of intelligence actually confirmed that it was through natural causes. And obviously, when you're talking about a situation like that, he was the, you know, the biggest name opponent. You're going to think, foul play. However, think about this. Exactly what benefit did Navalny's death bring to Putin? Absolutely zero, nothing. He was going into the election cycle, so it drummed up a bunch of anti-Putin sentiment. They put in dozens of more sanctions against Russia, all sorts of bad media press. Navalny, who was sort of a weird guy, by the way, he was a person that had lots of white racist and anti-Semitic beliefs over the years, sort of been evolving here and there. He became an instant martyr. So I just, when I looked at it, other than a knee-jerk reaction, I kind of go, why would you kill somebody like that right before an election? So I personally don't think he died at the hands of Putin's people. Now, he was in an Arctic prison, but actually, I will say this, you actually have more freedom in Russia right now than you do in Ukraine. Russia had elections. Zelensky canceled the elections, and he's outlawed all oppositional parties.
That's pretty bad.
So I just thought it was interesting. It's just the point I'm making is that for those who think that Putin's going away, he's not going away. That's all I'm going to say about that. Whether it was 87% or 80, he's got broad support from the Russian people.
Well, love him or hate him, I'll go on record as saying I didn't think he was going to go away.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good.
I'll go on record by saying he's a fantastic hockey player. Nobody wants to touch him for some reason. I can't explain why.
Yes. And he can also, what can he do? He can ride horses.
Yeah.
What else are you going to learn how to do in Siberia? You're going to play ice hockey.
Without a shirt on. And he goes swimming, too.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.